This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Yeah, assalamu alaikum. I have a question. It was Ibn Sayyid actually the Dajjal, or was it false speak of the Sahabi?
Say again, please. What is that?
Was the Ibn Sayyid, was he Dajjal?
Oh, he was a Dajjal. A Dajjal, but not the Dajjal. You know what the difference between the two, right?
No.
Well, when I say it, he was a Dajjal, meaning he was one of the people who had the attributes of Dajjal. The Prophet actually considered him to be one, but later on the Sahaba, they mentioned that he was not. But, you know, there are people who may have the attributes and the qualities of Dajjal, like lying, cheating. They are being aided by the jinn. They utilize the jinn and so forth. But they are not the Antichrist, the one that... we're basically waiting to come out. They are not. The other one has, all the lies or everything just gathered together. You're getting that?
Yes.
Barakallah fi.
How can I protect myself against the
The Prophet mentioned. The Prophet mentioned. First of all, learn and perfect Tawheed. That's a key. You see, the Dajjal fitna is in the area of Tawheed. Because he's going to claim to be Allah. Mm. Just perfect your tawheed, learn la ilaha illallah, what is tawheed al-rububiyya is, what is tawheed al-asma wa sifat is, what is tawheed al-ibadah is, and also learn what shirk is, learn la ilaha illallah. I have a book on my website called Know Your Lord, Worship Your Lord. Maybe you can, explore those, PDF for free, you can just, download. The Prophet mentioned also that if you know that he is in a town, don't come near him because he's very convincing. So you should stay away from him. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that reciting the first 10 verses, وفي رواية, the last 10 verses of chapter 18, Al-Kahf, would be a protection as well. Also, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that after the last tashahud in salah, we seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the Antichrist. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min adhab an-nar, adhab jahannam, fitnat al-mahya wal-mamat, wa sharri min sharri fitnat al-masih al-dajjal. So all of these are advices Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has passed on to us to protect ourselves from the fitna of the Antichrist. May Allah protect us, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum.
But one last question. Why is he so dangerous? What powers does he have?
Well, like I said, he doesn't have any powers, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enable him so that he would test people. He will be a test for people.
Oh.
I wrote this in the in my last chapter, actually, of the book that I was talking about Jerusalem. If there are three religions on earth, which we call the, I don't like to use that term, Abrahamic, because that may condone these people who are trying to say we're only one religion, there is no difference between us. But the three of us are waiting for two individuals, al-Masih and the anti-Masih. Isa will return, and the anti-Isa, which is the Dajjal.
Yeah.
Now, let's look at the Jews. They are expecting someone to be a fighter, someone who has powers. This is why they rejected Jesus initially. And also they rejected Rasulullah, although he was a fighter. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a fighter. But they also believe that he is theirs, exclusive to them. So they are literally waiting for the Antichrist, not for Isa, because Isa is not that time. But what about Christians? The distorted Christianity made Isa to be a prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabiullah Isa, Prophet Isa, to be a god. To be, that's what the Dajjal is going to come and claim to be a god.
Okay.
So the Christians are going to fall the test. You understand? Muslims are the only people who would recognize the correct Isa, and they will recognize the Antichrist to be wrong, because simply we could see him. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that, you know, he will be claiming to be God, and rest assured that you will not be able to see Allah unless after you die. For the fact that you're seeing him in this world, that means he's a liar. But again, this doesn't mean that all Muslims are not going to fall into his traps, because he's going to also offer the dunya to the people. You see, the Dajjal is going to emerge at a time when there is hunger and starvation, and he's going to have the solutions, the financial solutions. So Muslims who are lovers of this world will also fall into his traps. So he's a test, you know, and Allah made him a test. And Allah enabled him to subdue the jinn, to, you know, to use these powers to test us. Barakallahu feek. Jazakallahu khairan.